Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 24. Another week has just flown by.
Flown.
Spencer's been playing with his AI girlfriends. He's going to dominate the world. He's going to replace the whole of WordPress ecosystem with just what comes out of his mind. What could go wrong? That's what I want to know. What could go wrong?
So if the world's going to end because of AI, I want to at least have my finger on one of the buttons. That's all.
Yeah, there we go. World domination. There we are. I've been watching too much James Bond. That's what Spencer's been doing. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing how to set up a course using WooCommerce, basically, as your core engine. What are some of the leading plugins, things that you got to understand, tips, insights? It should be a great show. I'm sure Spencer's got a lot to say about this. I would attempt to control his enthusiasm. I will fail, though. So, Spencer.
I'm not going to be too enthusiastic. I'm going to try to tone it down this week.
He's had a rough morning.
You can hear my voice is coming back. I had about a six-day spring to summer transitional cold. I have a sixth grader, and they basically are human petri dishes. And so every spring, I seem to get this thing, which it doesn't knock me out, but it knocks out my voice box. And now I'm feeling it come online. I'm still a little stuffy. So I'm in a very chill mood. Yesterday it was 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I rode my bike. I got out in the sun. Today it's gorgeous. So I could care less about getting worked up.
Well, I can soon change that, as you know, audience.
You always have that ability.
Yeah, my ability to rub Spencer up is legendary. So, so before we go in my list, Spencer, what are some of the fundamental things that you think people should know before we go into this list and discuss the nitty-gritty about utilizing WordPress as the core, one of the core engines of your membership setup with WordPress?
Okay, I think you said WordPress, but you meant WooCommerce, right? So basically, the thing that I mentioned I did two events in the last couple of weeks. One was for Cadence Amplify, one was for LearnDash. And I was mentioning that WooCommerce should be inside of every system. And that's a very controversial thing to say. And here's why. WooCommerce, despite many of the things it could be, should be doing, is really foundational to providing things you need in any membership site or learning management site, such as being able to automatically register and log in people. Of course, being able to take one-time or subscription payments and do it in a unified way that works with marketing automation. But it also provides a unified dashboard that you can use to consolidate the other pieces that you would probably want to show to people and do it in a way that's got essentially virtually unlimited external and internal things that work with it. So if you think of WooCommerce like a gigantic strip of Velcro, if you have it in your site, you can stick just about anything in, and it's a magical and at the base level, a free way of doing it. And that applies to the LMSs specifically, because both of the LMSs that are the prime ones, and there's a few others, they all have their own proprietary ways of taking payments. And I just say, no, don't. You take the payments through WooCommerce, you do the registration login, you do the dashboard. If you standardize that to WooCommerce and you get it off the LMSs, the LMS bit becomes so much simpler and easier and better, because you're just using it for the one thing it does well, which is organize content and then obviously manage a user's journey, like lessons, quizzes, and so forth. So that's the concept.
Right. I think that was fantastic. So let's start with, I want to point out any of the plugins and that we recommend during the show will be in the show notes. Spencer will provide the URLs to me, and I will make sure they're all in the show notes to support this great podcast. And you can watch it live on the WP Tonic YouTube channel if you want to see us all in our beauty. So let's start off number one. So which LMS should I use with WooCommerce? You know,
I mean, there's just Coke and Pepsi. There's probably a shelf full of plugins that could be used for different reasons, but let's just call this out for what we've talked about in other shows. There's LearnDash and there's Lifter LMS. They, in to some extent, are peers and uncomparably equipped, but we should describe the main difference. LearnDash is and was designed to be sold first, and you get the tchotchkes with the package. Lifter business model is free, and you pay for essentially the relationship and the tchotchkes. Chris and Kurt and Will, and now the Colemans are all part of Lifter LMS, an extraordinarily gifted and friendly community, welcoming to anybody. And they offer essentially a relationship. You're buying a relationship. LearnDash is for those who are, look, let's get down to business. And it's still a great product. It's in the Nexus / Liquid Web family of products that I'm still arguing with them directly about what are they calling it. In fact, yesterday when I was on a webinar, I was calling it by its new name, which is called like Strength WP or something like that. And then Kasia Zukowska, who used to be an old student of mine who works there, said, you keep calling our product the wrong thing. I'm like, I'm looking at your Twitter announcement from Stellar that says Stellar has now become Weightlifting WP. So they don't even know what their new name is. But LearnDash is a professional product supported by a great team of people. It's just not, it's not going to be like sitting in the living room. And there's three or four other ones that do stuff. But quite frankly, I just don't think anybody should spend their time dealing with those because you've got Coke and Pepsi. And you want a cola. Just
well, they've got a track history. There's a lot of people supporting these platforms. Yes, every time I mention either look at Lifter LMS or look at LearnDash, I always get, oh, what about this one? What about that one? What about the other one? What about the other one? And you just got to take it on the chin, really, accept it. That's part of WordPress. But we've got to simplify.
Well, what business here. Are you in?
Don't get even more complicated.
I'm saying, what business are you in? Are you in the tinkering business or the get it done solutions business? And if essentially, like, I'm not picking coffee, but like, it's Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. Like, yeah, there's 900 other ones, but you know, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, you can find in just about, and maybe McDonald's. Pick one of those and get on with it, unless your business is to be a coffee taster. Same thing with WordPress. Do you really want to use the third or fourth or fifth LMS choice? Just why? Just get on with
it. So fundamentally, folks, if you want to set up a WooCommerce with a LMS, it's either Lifter LMS or LearnDash, end of story. So on we go. So what theme and framework should I use? Well, basically, based on our other discussions, listen to previous episodes of this great podcast, this question is irrelevant because there's only two questions you've got to ask yourself, in my opinion, and then I want to see if Spencer agrees with me, which is very unlikely. But
not necessarily.
Basically, the two questions are this. Am I going to use Gutenberg, and am I going to use an additional third-party block library like Cadence or Spectre? Am I going to use a third-party block library with Gutenberg, or am I going Elementor? End of story. That is your two choices, as far as I'm concerned. You know, legitimate. You could throw in another block library, Divi. You could throw that, because I regularly upset the Divi crowd. So I'm going to throw them a bone. You could throw that in as well. But as far as I'm concerned, that's the two choices you got. You go Gutenberg with a third-party block library, or you're going with Animator. That's basically it. What do you think, Spencer?
You know, at the risk of slings and arrows, which I could care less about at this point, the whole evolution of WordPress, we've reached the stage. I've already committed to it, and I feel so good about it.
You feel good about it, Spencer?
Reunited, and it feels so good. We spent all these years wishing and hoping for the day that there would just be a Lego store or an IKEA opening near us in WordPress. And now it has. So I'm not going to go back to the flea market in the parking lot and discuss why there's 750 different page builders and all the rest, because it makes no difference to me. And I am
I've broken the chains.
I'm free at last. I am very fond of the team at Elementor in particular, and Verdi Hines personally. You have a choice. You're either like Verdi and I talk to use the term, I like a matryoshka doll, like a doll in a doll. You're either Elementor first, and by the way, WordPress works on Elementor, or you're WordPress, and by the way, you don't need Elementor. That's really my view of the world now, because Elementor has clearly left the building. They've made it public that they're now doing a developer initiative, which is like, make cool stuff for Elementor that runs natively in Elementor instead of plugins for WordPress. And they've taken their 15 million plus users, and they've got plenty of reasons to just be like, hey, we could just be like Wix or Weebly or Squarespace. We got a platform. And for our users, that's a great experience because we can control and fix a lot of the stuff. Because I will tell you, aside from that, when I'm in the WordPress space, no more Elementor for me. No more. Because it is a choice now. You're either WordPress and you're using Gutenberg and I prefer Cadence, or you're using Elementor. I'm being very bold here, and I'm saying it with protection of who I respect and like. Either you go to Elementor as a platform, hosted cloud, the whole thing, or stay in WordPress and don't use Elementor. Because I don't feel that even Elementor is going to be the same as a WordPress plugin going forward, because it's already... Hold on. When you shake your head, it bothers me. Here's why. Because I'm doing every day side-by-side things with existing Elementor sites and users, things that I had a hand in. And they're not the same experience as just using native Gutenberg for speed and load time and complications and the third-party plugins that we all had to use to get Elementor to do its thing. It's a whole choo-choo train of legacy stuff. And Verdi is very clear. He's a very good marketer. They don't deny any of that. That's why they're trying to make the platform, so they can get rid of all this legacy train of
stuff. I'm disagreeing with you. It's not the fundamentals of what you're saying. It's just a slight interpretation. Obviously, they want to build their own platform because they want to make it sticky. But I don't think they're going to just divorce WordPress, because
they're not. They're just prioritizing it differently.
It's very convenient. So if they can do both, which they're attempting, that makes business sense.
I don't want to be misconstrued. I'm saying that you have a priority, okay? Elementor Cloud is the first priority, as it should be. And the experience there is and will continue to be much different than running Elementor, the plugins, and then trying to continue to fix and support all the third-party legacies that continue to work on Elementor. It's the tail chasing the dog.
Well,
okay, versus, by the way, versus, because this isn't about page builders. If you just seriously hear, just use Cadence Theme and Cadence Blocks and call it
but even that is because there's well-known YouTube WordPress personalities. You know, you've had the update of 6.2 with a lot of, there's people that saying you don't have to use a third party block library
soon, but currently,
I disagree with that. I think there, there's fundamental changes. I've done some videos on this, so I think you would be better off utilizing. There's about 3 to 4 Gutenberg third party block libraries that I would say you look at with Gutenberg, and I think you're going to have the best experience if you do that. That still cuts it down a lot. You either go with Gutenberg with 3 to 4 commercial block libraries, or you go with Elementor. That's my opinion. I think everything else is... It's linked to which LMS. Yeah, there's loads of others, but we're trying to... You've got to make your decision, folks. Are you serious about building a membership business on WordPress with all the benefits of ownership and expandability and customization, or do you just want to be a tinkerer and spend the next year looking at every godforsaken possible solution that might save you $10?
That's the bottom line. And I want to just say, because you've acknowledged it, the whole conversation about the core blocks is, I've been playing with OpenAI and I'm working on my development skills. And there have been like people I tweeted out. I said, what are things about the core blocks that aren't working for you? And I mean, there's really stupidly fundamental stuff that doesn't work. Like the cover block, you can't just click on the background image and go to a link. Like, really? That's been in all these other blocks forever. So my point is, you don't have to wait for Godot and hope that the core blocks work, because the free cadence blocks, you could just adopt and say, ta-da, that's it. That's my core blocks. And you know what I mean? Like that. The point is not to keep having shiny ball syndrome and hoping there's like another sexy thing around the corner. Just get on with it.
Well, I think you got to focus on some core. When it comes to core functionality, really fundamental, you know, the actual building tool that you're going to be utilized to build your membership website and work with WooCommerce and with what the two LMSs that we have mentioned, these are fundamental building blocks of how you're going to build your membership website on WordPress. Exactly. So you need to control yourself. You need to select from a small field of players that have the history, the presence in the WordPress community. You need to choose the best of breed and stick with it and avoid the shiny ball syndrome of moving from one to this to the other.
Yeah, that's the takeaway of the last two presentations. The one was yesterday. I'm simply saying, imagine a world where the last 17 years didn't happen. And today, some friend of yours who knows better says, I've got this great system. You can own it, control it. It's open source software. And it's got 7 key features in it. And it's in a box that you own. And those are curated choices by somebody who's been doing this forever. And it just works. Like, you wouldn't care that there's 9 million other choices anymore, because you're like, you just gave me a box that does everything I want for my membership site. Isn't that the point? The only reason people even talk about this stuff is because we went through the wilderness with axes and shovels, like building teepees and huts out of wood pieces. And now we're here in the world of electric flying cars. And somebody's finally saying, here's a box that has everything we dreamed of. And people are still wanting, but what about when we cut down trees? Let's keep doing that. I'm like, or just get on with your business, because the business of membership sites has also changed, because people can get content everywhere now. Your business should be about the relationship and you being the mentor instead of about the tools. Stop thinking about the tools.
It's curation. It's curating. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, curation and relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we go on to the other great topics of this podcast, I have a couple messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out, and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. It's been a great discussion. Hopefully, we're giving you some real clarity. I think we're doing a good job. Spencer's chilled out. He actually looks very relaxed. Before we go on to the other part of this great podcast, just want to say, if you're looking to host with a specialist that really has track record in supporting membership website, look at WP Tonic. Not only do we provide great hosting that's optimized for membership and learning management systems and BuddyBoss, but you join a partnership with us and we have the skill and experience. We deal with all the issues of having a successful business on WordPress around the memberships area. We support hundreds of clients now. Come to us and we will make you have all the freedom, but you will have the security of having a great partnership with WP Tonic. On to the next one. The best way to set up your course for purchase. You've got a product that helps with that. You utilize WooCommerce as your engine, but you have launch flows that helps. I know it's a bit tricky. There's other products, but obviously you're here and you sponsor the show and launch flows is a great product. So I think the best way to approach this is, you've pointed this out before, and this was the reason why you developed, you and your team developed launch flows, is that you're using WooCommerce as the engine, but you don't have to utilize the checkout experience, the normal checkout experience, as part of that engine. You need to modify it, don't you? So you get a better experience when it comes to a membership website. Am I framing that the right way, really, Spencer?
I think that's a fair way, but let me elaborate. So out of the box, Mike Jolly and his team over the years have taken the approach that WooCommerce is essentially a Home Depot store first and only, whereas an entire industry has grown up around sales funnels and marketing automation checkout funnels, which is more like somebody who is, I don't know, has psychic abilities, knows that you need the repair your toilet kit, gathers all the parts and pieces, and as you're approaching the store location, runs out to your car and says, I've already charged your credit card and here's all the stuff ready to go in your trunk. And so what LaunchFlows and about five other products do is essentially convert the components of the WooCommerce engine into behaving like a sales funnel so that you can, for example, know who a person is, offer them exactly what they want. They click one button, it's immediately in a checkout that can be optimized to do the things you want it to do instead of looking like a leftover from an IRS tax audit. And that is a benefit that now WooCommerce has acknowledged, but they're so slow to fix any of these mundane things, which is fine because launch flows, unlike Cartflows and all the other ones, has stayed in its lane. Like I talk about all the other plugins. Plugins, not frameworks. A plugin should be one feature and do it the best and not take on all these other things. And so the experience I want people to learn from the basic premise is the two LMSs we mentioned, Lifter and LearnDash, have built-in sales capacity. I referenced this in my intro. Don't use them. Use WooCommerce, even without a sales funnel plugin like LaunchFlows, because they both have accessories that allow a WooCommerce product to enroll somebody in a course. And that's the preferred method. Why? Because think of it in terms of that example where I said WooCommerce is like Velcro. If you involve WooCommerce as being your sole transactional engine, it opens up the connectivity to everything else through WooCommerce. You could track what people have seen and bought with tags. You can report through Metoric. You can have all kinds of add-ons to modify the behavior of WooCommerce or the checkout of the product. If you use the little tiny cute proprietary checkout capacity of the LearnDash or Lifter plugin, you're hosed because your entire business is going through their little cutesy proprietary cash register instead of the should be in core, everybody's using it WooCommerce. Do you see the difference? Like the old days of all-in-one plugins are done and it should be done. Timo's funny. What's WooCommerce? It's just a nice little plugin. You can find it in the repository. That's the goal here. One feature, checkout, transactional engine, WooCommerce. That's how you should do it. And by the way, it makes it so much more powerful because like with LearnDash in particular, in the product, you can just say, which courses do you get enrolled in if you subscribe to one product? It's like, whoa, I've been begging Chris at Lifter and it sounds like the Colemans might have something to do with it. Can you please put the same thing into Lifter? Because with Lifter, you got to at least currently make these crazy like unlimited lifetime plans for free as like an extra layer. And it's just kind of weird. It works, but it's weird. So mark my word, that's going to save everybody a lot of grief.
Yeah, so you use LaunchFlow, but if you're going to use WooCommerce as the engine, you're also going to have to buy as part of building the experience, the course purchase and the checkout experience, you are going to have to buy some add-on.
Just the subscriptions plugin, that's it.
But what about the actual student dashboard? When somebody logs in, you're gonna have to buy some add-ons there. Aren't you going to find our Italian friends to actually add,
Because, and I have examples of we're going to share screen. I'd rather keep it audio because people are in the car driving, you know, listening to us on the radio. The thing is, WooCommerce out of the box for free has one-time simple transactions. You can pay once. Everything else is in there. It's awesome. If you want to take recurring payments, like in a subscription, you need to pay for the subscription plugin or get the plugin through another source. Like my clients, I give them the plugin because they're my clients. The point is, you need that subscriptions plugin for the recurring payments. Everything else is all handled through the marketing automation we'll talk about. Like, has somebody done this and that and the other thing? Now, of course, there may be things in LearnDash or Lifter where you want to have a group that an instructor has detailed reports of what students are doing, but that has nothing to do with the transaction part. There is one exemption to this conversation, which is if you wanted to sell to a team, like a company, and they paid once for 100 seats. That is when you would use a specialty plugin like Teams for WooCommerce membership, or you would use like a similar thing. You could do it through automation. That is the one exception where you actually have to, unfortunately, use the memberships plugin in addition, but you don't actually use it. You just use it to connect to the extra Teams capability. But if you're selling to companies and you can't afford the extra $99 a year for that plugin, then you really need to rethink what you're doing anyway, because the total cost of ownership for the stack I'm referring to all the time is between $600 and $1,200 for the whole year for unlimited users. In other words, like it's not a CRM where you're getting, you know, a higher bill every month because you have more people on your list. So it's $50 to $100 a month to run a business plus your hosting cost, $50. $150 a month should be like an acceptable number, $100 to $150 a month.
And that's just to quantify this a little bit, when it comes, if you're using the WooCommerce as a key Lego brick in this setup, as the key purchasing engine, when a student logs in to the area, they're going to be taken to the WooCommerce login area. You're going to need to be able to customize that area so you can add a link, a part of the area where they can access their student, which either will be controlled by Lifter or LearnDash. So you're going to need some add-on to customize that, are you not?
Yeah. I'm just saying, One of the things that we talk about when you go to the standard cadence blocks and you use a design metaphor that allows you just to have a really standard stuff, you don't need to use all of the Lifter or LearnDash design tools anymore. What I do is I don't sell with Lifter. I don't show course pages with Lifter or LearnDash. I just essentially have the course itself that outputs like lesson 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I, like a sandwich, I just put it on its own special page and it's protected with the membership, you know, control of tags through the CRM. But the beauty of that is that if somebody hasn't paid, I can just customize a message that says, hey, John, you need to pay for this to see it. And I can do that on the whole course or I can do it on per lesson. And it's so much more flexible because when you see the lessons, I use what both products have, which is called focus mode, maybe they call it. It's just nice and broad and generic and you don't have to do any styling anymore. And that eliminates like 3, 4, 5, 6 add-on plugins that were all designed in the old days before we had this to fix how janky things looked depending on your theme. So that's another way to get rid of a bunch of stuff. And so again, I'll show you an example maybe at the end of this, but like I just use standard off-the-shelf stuff in, you know, focus mode on a page builder of Cadence.
And yeah, I think that would be actually a good idea at the end of the podcast part. If you've got time for 10, 15 minutes, you can actually go through a demo, show some of the setups, which you'll be able to see, folks, on the WP Tonic YouTube channel as part of this whole show. But just to reemphasize, because I was talking specifically about when a student, after they're paid for their course, they log into their student dashboard area, which is going to be controlled by WooCommerce, and you're going to have to add a section so it will take them. Or do you do that? Or is there a way to merge what comes out, the LearnDash or Lifter LMS student area, to merge it with the Woo? Or do you do the opposite normally? Do you have them log into the Lifter or LearnDash student member area and you add a link to the WooCommerce section that deals with the subscription so they can download an invoice? You know, just the nitty gritty of this.
I take the Cadence starter templates. They have a built-in page on one of them or more of them called Dashboard. It's just a sexy page with a bunch of boxes on it. And one of the boxes says, My account. When you click that box, it actually opens up the real WooCommerce account page, which shows, you know, my orders, my subscriptions, my whatever. But when you're on the main dashboard page, I have another section that says courses I want, courses I have. And I use the built-in LearnDash or Lifter widgets that display, here's available courses to buy, here's courses that I've already bought. And that way you get dynamically them to see from one. And the rest of the dashboard is things like go to my course page, go to my forums, go to my this or that. So I lay out something very attractive, very generic, that allows somebody on one page to always go there when they log in. And it's even got like a billboard. It's a look at what's new. You can be buying. And that's how I solve the problem. So the mechanics of LearnDash and Lifter are under the hood. Yeah. But I don't ever use their dashboard stuff, ever. Never, ever, never. Because the user information is always the same in WordPress, WooCommerce, them. If you change your name, password, your address, it's all the same. So I get rid of all the extra dashboards. And that way, somebody is not confused. Like, which dashboard am I in? And it again, it's like stripping the control panel, but keeping the engine of each of these features. You have the organizational capacity of the LMS, the transactional capacity of WooCommerce, but the dashboard's that one dashboard. Ta-da.
Yeah, right. Thanks for that. I think that clarified things, because this is the whole point of this episode and what you should keep in mind. You're trying to keep things controlled yourself and choosing a library of really powerful tools, but you're also doing the same for your students as well, trying to keep it as simple as possible. And this is the key, offering the keeping the focus about why students are signing up for your course and giving you money, basically, for the experience, for the knowledge, for the community, for everything we're going to be talking in this show. And don't lose that focus. Don't get totally swept up by all the choices, all the silver balls that you're going to find in the WordPress platform, which is fantastic, but you need to control yourself. Control yourself.
Get a grip on yourself.
Yes, control yourself. So, on to another important area. What's your recommendation if people want to set up private tutoring sessions, group or individual coaching sessions, combined with a course membership setup? This is, and you got any recommend? You know, you could say utilize BuddyBoss, and it's great for
you
that.
You mean like Zoom or what? What are we?
Yeah, whatever. For? What's your recommendation? What do you think's great solutions for coaches, specifically people that want to combine membership with private tutoring, small groups or individual? What's the way you set it up yourself when you're dealing with a client that wants to do this? Because this must be a regular conversation that you're having
every single day. Okay, got to break it out. There's one-on-one stuff. There's one-to-many stuff. And then there's one-on-one ad hoc stuff. I mean, let's do one-on-one stuff. A one-on-one stuff would be, I'm a massage therapist, or I'm a coach, or I'm Spence, and I'm talking to a client.
This focus on the coach side.
It doesn't matter. But like, I'm a coach. The point is, I have content on the website, or I'm going to coach you about something that I talk about on my website. The reason I'm referencing the website is that the website, we're talking about like membership. It might be membership to a massage club. Who knows? Like, or it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, when you need to have a meeting with somebody that's either ad hoc or it's like scheduled, you're going to need a third party plugin or service that allows you to essentially accomplish the ability for people to do the scheduling. For many people, they rely on giving the money at that particular third-party service, which I think is a mistake. So, for example, I love Calendly as a service. There are some plugins that do some things in WordPress, but like for the bang for the buck of what it costs for Calendly, I love it as a service and it integrates with so many things. But they have an option for taking money there if you wanted to have a scheduled appointment, and I don't want to do that. Why? Because of the same thing I said. You own the box of WordPress. You have WooCommerce as a transactional engine. You want all of your money to go through one cash register, one sales funnel, one thing, because otherwise you're going to have money all over the place and you're going to be wondering, why did you make your life so hard? So what I do there is I have a product, schedule a call with Spence for money. They give the money through the product, and then the product is what allows them to be sent over to pick a time in Calendly. It's really simple. And along the way, their first name, last name, email is added into my CRM in the event that it's not already, along with a tag, Spence scheduled a call and paid for it. Now, that could work with any service. It could go to, you know, you might not just be, there's like Acuity Scheduler, and there's lots of third-party services. But the point is, you're taking the money and you're getting the person in your CRM first, which could also, by the way, be part of a membership. You paid for membership for Learn-Lifter. You get a free hour call. The tag tracks whether you've actually used it up by going through the sales funnel that when you've finished, takes the tag away. So now it knows that you've already used the one-time visibility of the scheduling embed. Now, that's really easy. The second thing is, let's say you're doing one-to-many. I'm doing a StreamYard webinar. I'm doing a Zoom event. In the old days, back when we were young, Jonathan, we used to have Zoom make people register. You're out of your freaking mind if you're going to make people register on Zoom. Now, I just was, I'm saying that. Yesterday, I was on a Learn-Dash presentation that I was giving, and it had people register through Zoom, which I felt like I'm in a different universe because, first of all, compared to StreamYard, it was impossibly horrible experience to present. I couldn't even see my own slides. But these people had to be registered and logged in advance through Zoom. Like, give me a break. StreamYard is free. There's other ones. Here's what you do. You have a product that you sell, and it says, if you pay, you'll get the link in time to show up to the event. Now, Will some people share that? Maybe. If you're concerned about that, just have the StreamYard link be embedded in the membership site and it just shows up like 5 minutes before the event. So it's like, I mean, listen, let's be honest. If somebody wants to record their screen of you talking, they're going to do it anyway, right? Like, why bother making your business harder for honest people for dishonest? But that's how you do it. You can have the StreamYard thing doing its magic and recording the event, but it's showing up as an embeddable in the site where somebody has bought access. Simple.
So how do you deal if you've got a group event? I think that, right. So
what's wrong?
I'm trying to formulate my thoughts because you put a lot of information there. So I'm trying to juggle it so we can give some more insight here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go for our break, folks. When I come back, I've got some questions about what Spencer's just outlined, and we can go into a bit more detail about some of what he's laid out here. So we're going for our mid-break. Got some other great messages from our sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We're doing a dive here, how to use WooCommerce and integrate it as a core Lego part of your membership WordPress website. Before we go into some more detail, I just want to point out that we've got some great offers and deals. Plus, we got a curated list of the best plugins that will help you build a great membership website on WordPress. One of those is the great product from Spencer, Launch Flows. Got a special deal on that as well. To get all these goodies and the curated list, all you have to do is go over to wptonic/deals. wptonic/deals. And you find all this on that page. What more could you ask for? So back to what we were outlining before we went for our break, Spencer. So that what you just outlined was fine. I could see where you're going. So you use WooCommerce, you use something like StreamYard. They buy a ticket through the website, through and then they're taken to a page that has, or they're emailed the link to the StreamYard. On that page, they're taken to. How do you integrate it so they're sent a Google Calendar reminder invite? You know, so it's set up in their calendar, so they don't forget if you're sending an event. In the future.
Well, if it's a one-time thing, like they're scheduling a call with you, Calendly does that. And the reason I love Calendly is you don't get to schedule until you paid. But when you do schedule, you can configure Calendly to set the reminders, set up the Zoom link. Everything magically happens. Similar with the event. I prefer Foo Events, but like with events plugin, you're selling a product that's an event and it gives QR codes, tickets, the notifications. Everything is done through the calendar or the scheduling plugin. Does that make sense?
Well, kind of. So you utilize another add-on plugin. You said Woo.
No, I didn't say that. I said there's two types of things. There's like, I'm scheduling a one-time thing to do with a tutor. If that person like me is using Calendly, then the person pays me in my WordPress site through WooCommerce, and then I send them with their name automatically to Calendly, where it choose the date and the time.
Right.
They don't have to add their name and email again because it's already in there. If there's an event, one to many, like 20 people come to a private class, and it's in that case not a one-to-one Calendly thing, you have to use StreamYard or whatever it may be. In that case, if I'm selling tickets, I'll use an event plugin. If I'm using just like anybody can come, I'll just use a product and it opens a page. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, I mean, I was just, I guess I was confusing you because like you don't need to sell event tickets to a virtual event.
Well, there's still a need. I think there is still a slight need of clarification because obviously you've got a website, a membership website, and they've bought a certain membership. But how do you deal with the scenario where they've bought a basic, they've bought a certain level of membership, but obviously you could set it up so you've got certain levels of membership and then and a certain, you've got to buy a certain level of membership to have one-to-one coaching. But how do you do with a scenario where you might have a coaching level and it might be an add-on service where some, they have to pay an additional amount. They've paid their basic membership, but to get to one-to-one coaching session, they've got to pay an extra fee. How do you do?
You can use the tag-based method. So, for example, the tag is like a movie theater ticket. You sell them a ticket that they use. It might be as simple as they visit and it gives the tag and takes away the tag, or it could even be a coupon code. The point is, you say, in order to schedule with me, there's a page that has this embedded calendar to pick. You can't see it unless you've bought a ticket to see that page. And when you see the page and press the button, it takes the tag away. So now you have to get another ticket in order to do it again. And that could be given to you, you know, on a regular basis, or you could buy it a la carte.
Yeah. I think what Tina, who's joined us as a regular, she,
yes,
I must hear this literally every bloody week because it's all over. I hear this. Well, I don't want to use WooCommerce. I think we've decently set up, you know, Tina, too many people on really crappy hosting, Tina. They really are on really cheap rubbish hosting. And they also got a jumble of plugins and other stuff. If it's optimized and you're following what Spencer is advising and it's just the engine, this is just propaganda, Tina. This is just dribble, fundamentally.
I don't know if you read her question. She says, I've always heard that WooCommerce adds bloat to website and slows it down. I think that was a legacy of a different time.
Yeah.
The truth is that WooCommerce, when it's installed the way I'm describing, is actually beneficial because it eliminates so many of these extra third-party tchotchkes all competing. And furthermore, it's been so worked over the years to optimize it and speed it and do even things like sharding the database tables. And I mean, just that is a legacy. Tina is a very smart woman. And so we've been talking about doing some more stuff together. And I'm like, she's asking this rhetorical question. That's a legacy of an earlier time. WooCommerce actually...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that, but it's, you regularly still hear it though, don't you?
I'm saying it's a legacy where like people go, oh, WordPress, not secure. It's like, yeah, maybe 14 years ago. But you know what I mean? Like that's just not true.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, thanks for the question, Tina, because it's all out there to some degree and I regularly hear it. I advise people to utilize WooCommerce. We're not always successful. We don't impose a solution on the people that are hosting with us, but we do offer advice. That's part of the package when you host with WP Tonic, but we can't force it down people's throats, because that's not what we're there for. But I do regularly hear it, and it's just propaganda, basically, out of date.
I mean, people will believe what they want to believe, but I do force it down people's throat because I think the choice for those of us who are professionals in this business are to take a stand with the tool set and be prescriptive, because in a world of infinity choices and confusing stuff, if you're not prescriptive, you're like a pharmacist that won't answer the person's question. There's 800 cold medicines. Which one should I take? I don't know. Figure it out yourself. No, like you should be a pharmacist and say, based upon what you've told me about you, do this. That's what people need and want in a world of AI. And I think that the sooner we all get to that, the better we'll all be. Because sure, there'll be different camps of opinion. But right now, it's just a flea market of snake oil. You know what I mean? Like nonsense.
Well, there's certain forces in WordPress. Let's say the chocolate factory that...
That's a whole
Their main objective is to turn it into an ever worse flea market, in my opinion. On to... Number seven, I suppose number seven is really your answer is going to be very similar to the customization of the student area, because you're using Cadence and that you're just going to set up a custom login, because this is a regular question that puzzles a lot of people when they're utilizing Lifter LMS or LearnDash, is the login area. So I'm surmising you're going to give a very similar answer that you gave to the student area.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I'd suggested, and I might show at the end here, is that you can have essentially a dashboard, and the dashboard has various visual components that are just made from, you know, drag and drop elements, but they can link to the various things under the hood that are mechanical, right? The My Account button actually opens up the My Account page of WooCommerce. But when you go to the dashboard on the navigation, it brings you back to the central lobby that is the consolidated dashboard. Same thing for the student stuff. I have just a column that shows these are courses you got, courses you want to buy. I've got a billboard that could say, here's your progress. You're doing great. I give one page that has all the widgets or the short codes that put the data in place, but I don't allow the individual plugins to have their own dashboards because it's too confusing.
Yeah. So the other reason for utilizing, I'm going to see if you agree with this or you got some early insight before I go on to the final question and then we go to a summary of it, is the other reason to utilize a block library like Cadence, the free or pro, and the same with Spectre. Spectre just got their free at the present, I think in the near future, but we've been saying that for a few months now. They're going to be bringing out their pro version. One of the reasons to utilize, or you can look at the new Divi, maybe, is because native Gutenberg, you know, you've seen this with 6.2. It's really exciting. And the new head of the team and the team at Gutenberg, they're really trying to sort out some of the UX and some of the fundamental things that were wrong. And they're accelerating the process. But it's fun. It's really every update, there seems to be new changes in that. By utilizing a third party library like Cadence, you're getting a bit of reassurance that you're getting a slightly more stable experience. Would you agree? Can you see where I'm coming from here, actually, Spencer? Or do you think
are we talking about the certificates now? Sorry, I lost
you. No, about utilizing something like Cadence as a third-party block library.
Yeah, the bottom line is that you're eliminating all this discussion, conversation, work about what am I going to do to make things happen? Because, for example, like with the student dashboard area, it's a starter template page that I borrowed in my model, and I just connected it together, you know what I mean? And it's just the same tools for anybody. So I could share this with somebody. They could copy it in one button press and use it on their own website. And if you did this once for yourself, you could do this 100 times for your own businesses or your own clients. You see what I mean? Like, so why would anybody make it more complicated than that, right? If you can literally just have the same components that do all the visual stuff across your site and all your client sites, you've got a factory with standard parts instead of some person just spaghetti coding things, you know, and that's a significant difference.
Right. On to the last thing, certificates. Now, this is another regular discussion. Both LearnDash and Lifter LMS provide certificate functionality. I've got to be honest, both kind of do it. It's improved. It's, in my opinion, still has some shortcomings. And it regularly causes some discussions, shall we put it that way, through our support system. When people, and this, it must be another regular discussion that you have, what's your advice to people when they want certificates, membership? And is there any difference if you're using WooCommerce in that? I don't really know.
No, but there is a difference when you're using like the LMS, the certificate. So Lifter and LearnDash both have the ability to give certificates. I have many clients for whom that's a core of their business, right? I'm doing continuing legal education. I'm doing continued import-export training. I need a piece of paper, right? That's what I'm paying for. Now, most of the ways that people have done this in the past have relied upon add-ons. We talked about a show ago, two ago, like Wisdom Labs or Uncanny Automator have like add-ons for LearnDash, because it's really not that awesome to use the default LearnDash certificates. Those are fine, but you know what a better way is? You go over to canva.com. It's free. There's 10,000 gorgeous certificates. They all have a space for the name or signature, whatever. Now, you take that image and you go into Gutenberg, and either with an existing post type, like using Pages, or maybe use a free plugin that makes new post type, like call the post type certificates. You simply put in a certificate picture for each of the certificates you want to offer one-to-one with your courses, right? If you complete this course, here's the pretty picture. So basically, you've got a library of pretty certificates, and then the user's name can be dynamically shown in each of them, like, because that's just a text field. The Cadence allows you to show the name of the user. How does this work? When somebody buys a course and takes a course, at the end of the course, they complete the course by either a quiz or pressing a button. That gives them a tag. The tag is the unlock course number one certificate. Ta-da! It's like they've got a library now of gorgeous certificates that all are simple to manage. It's universal, but they only get to see and download a PDF of the one that they've gotten the tag for. That's how I do it. Now, the reason that the built-in functionality is still useful for some people is there's still some people that aren't using marketing automation, aren't using a modern tag system. I get it. But that's the whole point. Like, we're in electric car, flying car world. We're not like feed the horse some hay world. So since you can do it this way, do it this way. Save yourself the grief.
So that's going to be part of our summary discussion, because you utilize tagging about 4 to 5 times in this.
Because you need to be using it in any membership site. And if you're not, you're killing your business.
Right. So,
can we pause? Because your feigned indignation is amusing.
No, so I don't know. You're misinterpreting me. But okay. The reason I pull a slight face is that all these conversations I regularly
I'm
have.
I'm saying, if you had a store...
We love automation. We offer WP Fusion as part of our hosting package. As a free part of it, which is amazing value. But we've got to point out to people that are just listening to this new to the podcast show that haven't listened to all the previous shows, which you should, listeners and viewers, is that a core part, a real core part of your consultation and recommendations is to utilize WP Fusion, isn't it?
Yes. It could be WP Fusion or something else, but I would recommend WP Fusion, because remember we had this conversation about there's two LMSs, Coke and Pepsi, and 50 other ones. Okay. There's lots of things that do automation, but if you use the one stack I'm talking about, you can get on with your life and your business with full 100% guaranteed success. It's like you have a Lego kit and there's 800,000 toys for kids. Do you want to just keep going down the aisles playing with toys, or do you just want to do it? And this is not like a framework plugin.
Just do it.
It's not a framework plugin like I'm picking on certain people. I won't say it, but like the ones that put stuff in a plugin that shouldn't all be in a plugin. This is core WordPress with one plugin basically per function that is proven demonstrably to be the thing that WordPress could have, would have, should have been all along. And you can use that and just be done with it. Get on with your business.
So to recap, so WooCommerce as the core purchasing engine, using Gutenberg, utilizing Cadence Free or Pro as your addition to Gutenberg Native, as your block library, utilizing something like launch flows to, so you've got a one page checkout experience, using the subscription add-on plugin for WooCommerce to deal with ongoing subscriptions on a monthly or yearly basis, and utilizing WP Fusion as your tagging engine, which links all these elements together. And by doing that, you're going to have a stress-free and a much more enjoyable experience on utilizing WordPress and having all the benefits of ownership, customization, and not being enslaved to a SaaS platform like Kajabi with all the costs. Is that basically a good summary of what we've discussed, Spencer?
Well, that was absolutely great. And the point is that the cost of ownership, the simplicity, the things we're going to be doing from today forward are going to be a huge part of what you hear and see about whether you want to or not, because that's the inevitability of this. This is no longer a conversation like, someday this. It's here and it's racing towards you at lightning speed. So either you get out of the way and be a Luddite, or you just accept it and welcome it and get on with it, because the experience is amazing. I like riding horses. I don't like cleaning up horse poop or feeding them. I'd rather get in a nice, clean electric car and fly off into the future with a computer control. WordPress, build your membership site, start making money.
Exactly. You know? And then I forgot one thing. When it comes to one-to-one or group coaching, basically, we've outlined that they purchase through the WooCommerce engine. Then you're sent to a page where you have the calendar, Calgary, they can book their spot. Then they're sent the invite, which will integrate with their Google Calendar. That's done. You can utilize the same process for a group setup. But then on the page they take, you know, they will be sent automated email, or they'll be sent on the to a page which they can bookmark. There's various ways you can set it, but you use something like StreamYard and you have a page on your website rather than utilizing something like Zoom, and they've got to actually register, which is a little bit, if they're paid for it, if they pay, or it's an open part of the membership plan. This is the way you deal with it. Am I correct? Is what you've outlined?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, what we're dealing with is we're saying, like, you just have a very small stack of features. There's maybe 6, 7 plugins, 8, depending on what you're doing. They work together without trying to be frameworks, without trying to own all the things they're doing. They allow you marketing automation, which improves your business capacity to track a user's journey and control their experience. And they give you full ownership and control in a box instead of having a lot of external dependencies. There's only 2 things you need to depend on if your CRM is part of that stack. You have SMTP for email, and you've got a gateway to take money. But the actual checkout process and everything you own and control in the box, and you know everything about all your users, so you can continue to focus on giving them a concierge experience. And this can be copied, cloned, modified, sold. It's your just little factory that churns out little Lego creations with let everyone else continue debating endlessly and tinkering around and shiny ball syndrome while you go off and make money on servicing the people that are like, look, the world's very complicated. Can you help me out? And that's it. Ta-da.
Yeah, I think it's been a great show, Spencer. We're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show, folks. You can join us at around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time every Friday and give us live questions. You can also join our fabulous Facebook group page. It's the Membership Machine Show. You find all the links in the show notes wherever you're viewing this. If you're listening to the podcast, go to the WP Tonic website, to the show page, and you will find all the links there to join the Facebook group page. Both me and Spencer are admins. We've got a great community of WordPress people plus membership entrepreneurs trying to build their business on WordPress. Join us there. Got any questions, you can post them there. And both either myself or part of the community will give you free advice and try and help you out. I think it's been a great show, Spencer. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you've got to offer, Spencer?
Most people can reach me at wplaunchify.com and click to set up a free call. I also have a hub at spencerforman.com that has all my latest content and live events and so forth. That's a good resource for news. Most of the things that I'm training people about are at a new WP Launch Club. So WP Launchify, WP Launch Club, Spencer Forman. And as we mentioned, I do write the plugin Launch Flows, which is great for modifying the checkout experience. That's at launchflows.com. Socially, I'm at Spencer Forman, F-O-R-M-A-N.
Oh, thanks for that, Spencer. We're going to end the podcast part of the show. We're going to continue. Spencer's going to share some screenshots, his screen, and we're going to go through some other stuff, which is better shown on the YouTube channel. So if you want to see that, go over to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and also subscribe to it. We've got a fabulous amount of content about building a membership website utilizing the power of WordPress. Be free of things like Kajabi that charge you arm and a leg for your success. Keep your costs reasonable with WordPress and have that great freedom. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.